Depart from evil, and do good, seek peace, and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cried, and the Lord heard him, and delivered him out of all his troubles. 5. Many are the stripes appointed for the wicked, but mercy shall compass those about who hope in the Lord. 6. Chap. 23. Be humble, and believe. That Christ willcome again. The all-merciful and beneficent Father has bowels of compassion towards those that fear him, and kindly and lovingly bestows his favors upon those who come to him with a simple mind. Wherefore let us not be double-minded, neither let our soul be lifted. 7. But upon account of his exceedingly great and glorious gifts, far from us be that which is written, wretched are they who are of a double mind and of a doubting heart, who say, these things we have heard even in the times of our fathers, but, behold, we have grown old, and none of them has happened unto us. 8. Ye foolish ones, compare yourselves to a tree. Take for instance the vine. First of all, it sheds its leaves. 9. Then it buds, next it puts forth leaves, and then it flowers. After that comes the sour grape, and then follows the ripened fruit. Ye perceive how in little time the fruit of a tree comes to maturity. Of a truth, soon and suddenly shall his will be accomplished, as the scripture also bears witness, saying, speedily will he come, and will not tarry. 10. And the Lord shall suddenly come to his temple, even the Holy One, for whom ye look. 11. Chap. 24. God continually shows us that their willbea resurrection. Let us consider, beloved, how the Lord continually proves to us that there shall be a future resurrection, of which he has rendered the Lord Jesus Christ 12, the first fruits 13, by raising him from the dead. Let us contemplate, beloved, the resurrection which is at all times 14, taking place, day and night declare to us a resurrection. The night sinks to sleep, and the day arises. The day again departs, and the night comes on. Let us behold 15, the fruits of the earth, how the sowing of grain takes place. The sower 16, goes forth, and casts it into the ground. 17, and the seed being thus scattered, though dry and naked when it fell upon the earth, is gradually dissolved. Then out of its dissolution the mighty power of the providence of the Lord raises it up again, and from one seed many arise, and bring forth fruit. Chap. 25. The phoenix anem blumo for resurrection. Let us consider that wonderful sign of the resurrection, which takes place in eastern lands, that is, in Arabia, and the countries round about. There is a certain bird which is called a phoenix. This is the only one of its kind, and lives 500 years, and when the time of its dissolution draws near, that it must die, it builds itself a nest of frankincense, and myrrh, and other spices, into which, when the time is fulfilled, it enters and dies. But as the flesh decays, a certain kind of worm is produced, which, being nourished by the juices of the dead bird, brings forth feathers. Then, when it has acquired strength, it takes up that nest in which are the bones of its parent, and bearing these it passes on from the land of Arabia into Egypt, to the city called Heliopolis, and, in open day, flying to, in the sight of all men, it places them on the altar of the sun, and having done this, hastens back to its former abode. The priests then inspect the registers of the dates, and find that it has returned exactly as the 500th year was completed. 3. Chap. 26. We shall arise again, THENASTHE Scripture, ALSO testifies. Do we then deem it any great and wonderful thing for the Maker of all things to raise up again those that have piously served him in the assurance of a good faith, when even by a bird he shows us the mightiness of his power to fulfill his promise? 4. For the Scripture saith in a certain place, Thou shalt raise me up, and I shall confess unto thee. 5. And again, I laid me down, and slept I awaked, because thou art with me. 6. And again, Job says, Thou shalt raise up this flesh of mine, which has suffered all these things. 7. Chap. 27. In THEOPOFTHE resurrection, LETUS CLETOTHE. Omnipotent and omniscient God. Having then this hope, let our souls be bound to him who is faithful in his promises and just in his judgments. He who has commanded us notly shall much more himself notly, for nothing is impossible with God, exceptly. 8. Let his faith therefore be stirred up again within us, and let us consider that all things are nigh unto him. By the word of his might, 9, he established all things, and by his word he can overthrow them. Who shall say unto him, What hast thou done? Or, who shall resist the power of his strength? 10, 1, and as he pleases, he will do all things, and none of the things determined by him shall pass away. 11, all things are open before him, and nothing can be hidden from his counsel. The heavens, 12, declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. 13. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge, and there are no words or speeches of which the voices are not heard. 14. Chap. 28. God seesal all things therefore letus avoid transgression. Since then all things are seen and heard by God, let us fear him, and forsake those wicked works which proceed from evil. 15, Desires 16, so that, through his mercy, we may be protected from the judgments to come, for whither can any of us flee from his mighty hand, or what world will receive any of those who run away from him? For the scripture saith in a certain place, Whither shall I go, and where shall I be hid from thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I go away even to the uttermost parts of the earth, there is thy right hand. 17. If I make my bed in the abyss, there is thy spirit. 18. Whither, then, shall anyone go, or where shall he escape from him who comprehends all things? Chap. 29. Let USALSODRAWNEARTOGODIN purity of heart. Let us then draw near to him with holiness of spirit, lifting up pure and undefiled hands unto him, loving our gracious and merciful Father, who has made us partakers in the blessings of his elect. 19. For thus it is written, When the Most High divided the nations, when he scattered 20, the sons of Adam, he fixed the bounds of the nations according to the number of the angels of God. His people Jacob became the portion of the Lord, and Israel the lot of his inheritance. 21. And in another place the scripture saith, Behold, the Lord taketh unto himself a nation out of the midst of the nations, as a man takes the first fruits of his threshing floor, and from that nation shall come forth the most holy. 1. Chap. 30. Let USDO those things THAT please GOD, ANDFLEEFROM those AG. Hates, THATWEMAYBE blessed. Seeing, therefore, that we are the portion of the Holy One, 2. Let us do all those things which pertain to holiness, avoiding all evil speaking, all abominable and impure embraces, together with all drunkenness, seeking after change, 3. All abominable lusts, detestable adultery, and execrable pride. For God, saith the Scripture, resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. 4. Let us cleave, then, to those to whom grace has been given by God. Let us clothe ourselves with concord and humility, ever exercising self-control, standing far off from all whispering and evil speaking, being justified by our works, and not our words. For the scripture saith, He that speaketh much shall also hear much in answer. And does he that is ready in speech deem himself righteous? Blessed 5, is he that is born of woman, who liveth but a short time, be not given to much speaking. 6, let our praise be in God, and not of ourselves, for God hateth those that commend themselves. Let testimony to our good 7 deeds be borne by others, as it was in the case of our righteous forefathers. Boldness, and arrogance, and audacity belong to 8 those that are accursed of God, but moderation, humility, and meekness to such as are blessed by him. Chap. 30 O-N-E. Let USSEEBYWHAT means WEMAYBTAINTHE divine blessing. Let us cleave unto his blessing, and consider what are the means 9, of possessing it. Let us think 10, over the things which have taken place from the beginning. For what reason was our father Abraham blessed? Was it not, because he wrought righteousness and truth through faith? Isaac, 11, with perfect confidence, as if knowing what was to happen, 12, cheerfully yielded himself as a sacrifice. 13, Jacob, through reason 14, of his brother, went forth with humility from his own land, and came to Laban, and served him, and there was given to him the scepter of the 12 tribes of Israel. Chap. 32. We are justified in OTBYOUROW and works, BUTBY faith. Whosoever will candidly consider each particular will recognize the greatness of the gifts which were given by him. 15. For from him 16 have sprung the priests and all the Levites who minister at the altar of God. From him also was descended our Lord Jesus Christ according to the flesh. 17. From him rose kings, princes, and rulers of the race of Judah, nor are his other tribes in small glory. 18. Inasmuch as God had promised, thy seed shall be as the stars of heaven. 19. All these, therefore, were highly honored and made great, not for their own sake, or for their own works, or for the righteousness which they wrought, but through the operation of his will. And we, too, being called by his will, 20, in Christ Jesus, are not justified by ourselves, nor by our own wisdom, or understanding, or godliness, or works which we have wrought in holiness of heart, but by that faith through which, from the beginning, Almighty God has justified all men, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Chap. 33. But letusnotgiveupthe practice ofgold works andlove. God himself is an example tousofgold works. What shall we do? 21. Then, brethren, shall we become slothful in well-doing, and cease from the practice of love? God forbid that any such course should be followed by us, but rather let us hasten with all energy and readiness of mind to perform every good work. For the Creator and Lord of all himself rejoices in his works, for by his infinitely great power he established the heavens, and by his incomprehensible wisdom he adorned them. He also divided the earth from the water which surrounds it, and fixed it upon the immovable foundation of his own will. The animals also which are upon it he commanded by his own word one into existence. So likewise, when he had formed two, the sea, and the living creatures which are in it, he enclosed them within their proper bounds, by his own power. Above all, with his holy and undefiled hands he formed man, the most excellent of his creatures, and truly great through the understanding given him the express likeness of his own image. For thus says God, let us make man in our image, and after our likeness. So God made man male and female he created them. 4. Having thus finished all these things, he approved them, and blessed them, and said, increase, and multiply. 5. We see, 6, then, how all righteous men have been adorned with good works, and how the Lord himself, adorning himself with his works, rejoiced. Having therefore such an example, let us without delay accede to his will, and let us work the work of righteousness with our whole strength. Chap. 34. Great ISDHE reward OFGLOD works WATHGOD. Join together I in harmony, LETUS implore THAT reward FROMHIM. The good servant 7 receives the bread of his labor with confidence. The lazy and slothful cannot look his employer in the face. It is requisite, therefore, that we be prompt in the practice of well-doing, for of him are all things. And thus he forewarns us, behold, the Lord cometh, and his reward is before his face, to render to every man according to his work. 8. He exhorts us, therefore, 9, with our whole heart, to attend to this, 10, that we be not lazy or slothful in any good work. Let our boasting and our confidence be in him. Let us submit ourselves to his will. Let us consider the whole multitude of his angels, how they stand ever ready to minister to his will. For the scripture saith, 10,000 times 10,000 stood around him, and thousands of thousands ministered unto him. 11, and cried, holy, 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 is the Lord of Sabaoth. The whole creation 12 is full of his glory. 13. And let us therefore, conscientiously gathering together in harmony, cry to him earnestly, as with one mouth, that we may be made partakers of his great and glorious promises. For the scripture saith, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which he hath prepared for them that wait for. 14. Him. 15. Chap. 35. Immense ISDHIS reward. HOW shall WE obtain 80. How blessed and wonderful, beloved, are the gifts of God: life in immortality, splendor in righteousness, truth in perfect confidence, 16, faith in assurance, self-control in holiness. And all these fall under the cognizance of our understandings. Now what then shall those things be which are prepared for such as wait for him, the Creator and Father of all worlds? 17. The Most Holy, 18, alone knows their amount, and their beauty, Let us therefore earnestly strive to be found in the number of those that wait for him, in order that we may share in his promised gifts. But how, beloved, shall this be done? If our understanding be fixed by faith towards God, if we earnestly seek the things 19, which are pleasing and acceptable to him, if we do the things which are in harmony with his blameless will, and if we follow the way of truth, casting away from us all unrighteousness and iniquity, 20, along with all covetousness, 21, strife, evil practices, deceit, whispering, and evil speaking, all hatred of God, pride, and haughtiness, vainglory and ambition. 22, for they that do such things are hateful to God, and not only they that do them, but also those that take pleasure in them that do them. 23, for the scripture saith, But to the sinner God said, Wherefore dost thou declare my statutes, and take my covenant into thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, thou consentedst with 24, him, and didst make thy portion with adulterers. Thy month has abounded with wickedness, and thy tongue contrived one, deceit. Thou sittest, and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest to thine own mother a son. These things thou hast done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest, wicked one, that I should be like to thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set myself before thee. Consider now these things, ye that forget God, lest he tear you in pieces, like a lion, and there be none to deliver. 3. The sacrifice of praise will glorify me, and a way is there by which I will show him the salvation of God. 4. Chap. 36. All blessings are given to us through Christ. This is the way, beloved, in which we find our Savior. 5. Even Jesus Christ, the High Priest of all our offerings, the Defender and Helper of our infirmity. By him we look up to the heights of heaven. By him we behold, as in a glass, his immaculate and most excellent visage. By him are the eyes of our hearts opened. By him our foolish and darkened understanding blossoms 6, up anew towards his marvelous light. By him the Lord has willed that we should taste of immortal knowledge. 7. Who, being the brightness of his majesty, is by so much greater than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name, and they. 8. For it is thus written, Who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. 9. But concerning his son, the Lord spoke thus, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. 11. And again he saith to him, Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. 12. But who are his enemies? All the wicked, and those who set themselves to oppose the will of God. 13. Chap. 37. Christ is our leader, and soldiers. Let us then, men and brethren, with all energy act the part of soldiers, in accordance with his holy commandments. Let us consider those who serve under our generals, with what order, obedience, 14, and submissiveness they perform the things which are commanded them. All are not prefects, nor commanders of 1,000, nor of 100, nor of 50, nor the like, but each one in his own rank performs the things commanded by the king and the generals. The great cannot subsist without the small, nor the small without the great. There is a kind of mixture in all things, and thence arises mutual advantage. 15. Let us take our body for an example. 16. The head is nothing without the feet, and the feet are nothing without the head, yea, the very smallest members of our body are necessary and useful to the whole body. But all work 17, harmoniously together, and are under one common rule 18, for the preservation of the whole body. Chap. 38. Let the members of the church submit themselves, and exalt himself above another. Let our whole body, then, be preserved in Christ Jesus 19, and let every one be subject to his neighbor, according to the special gift 20, bestowed upon him. Let the strong not despise 21, the weak, and let the weak show respect unto the strong. Let the rich man provide for the wants of the poor, and let the poor man bless God, because he hath given him one by whom his need may be supplied. Let the wise man display his wisdom, not by mere words, but through good deeds. Let the humble not bear testimony to himself, but leave witness to be borne to him by another. 22. Let him that is pure in the flesh not grow proud 23, of it, and boast, knowing that it was another who bestowed on him the gift of continence. Let us consider. Then, brethren, of what matter we were made, who, and what manner of beings we came into the world, as it were out of a sepulchre, and from utter darkness? 24. He who made us, and fashioned us, having prepared his bountiful gifts for us before we were born, introduced us into his world. Since, therefore, we receive all these things from him, we ought for everything to give him thanks, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Chap. 39. The ISMO reason for self-conceit. Foolish and inconsiderate one, men, who have neither wisdom to, nor instruction, mock, and deride us, being eager to exalt themselves in their own conceits. For what can a mortal man do, or what strength is there in one made out of the dust? For it is written, there was no shape before mine eyes, only I heard a sound, 3, and a voice saying, what then? Shall a man be pure before the Lord? Or shall such an one be counted blameless in his deeds, seeing he does not confide in his servants, and has charged for, even his angels with perversity? The heaven is not clean in his sight, how much less they that dwell in houses of clay, of which also we ourselves were made? He smote them, as a moth, and from morning even until evening they endure not. Because they could furnish no assistance to themselves, they perished. He breathed upon them, and they died, because they had no wisdom. But call now, if any one will answer thee, or if thou wilt look to any of the holy angels, for wrath destroys the foolish man, and envy killeth him, that is an error. I have seen the foolish taking root, but their habitation was presently consumed. Let their sons be far from safety, let them be despised, 5, before the gates of those less than themselves, and there shall be none to deliver. For what was prepared for them, the righteous shall eat, and they shall not be delivered from evil. 6. CHAPXL. Let US preserve INTHE Church DHE order appointed BYGOD. These things therefore being manifest to us, and since we look into the depths of the divine knowledge, it behoves us to do all things in their proper order, which the Lord has commanded us to perform at stated times. 7. He has enjoined offerings to be presented, and service to be performed to him, and that not thoughtlessly, or irregularly, but at the appointed times and hours. Where and by whom he desires these things to be done, he himself has fixed by his own supreme will, in order that all things, being piously done according to his good pleasure, may be acceptable unto him. 8. Those, therefore, who present their offerings at the appointed times, are accepted and blessed, for inasmuch as they follow the laws of the Lord, they sin not. For his own peculiar services are assigned to the high priest, and their own proper places prescribed to the priests, and their own special ministrations devolve on the Levites. The layman is bound by the laws that pertain to laymen. Chap. XLI. Continuation of THESAME subject. Let every one of you, brethren, give thanks, 9, to God, in his own order, living in all good conscience, with becoming gravity, and not going beyond the rule of the ministry prescribed to him. Not in every place, brethren, are the daily sacrifices offered, or the peace offerings, or the sin offerings, and the trespass offerings, but in Jerusalem only, and even there they are not offered in any place, but only at the altar, before the temple, that which is offered being first carefully examined by the high priest, and the ministers already mentioned. Those, therefore, who do anything beyond that which is agreeable to his will, are punished with death. You see, 10, brethren, that the greater the knowledge that has been vouchsafed to us, the greater also is the danger to which we are exposed. Chap. XLII. The Order of Ministers INTHE Church. The apostles have preached the gospel to us from 11, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus 12, Christ has done so, from God. Christ therefore was sent forth by God, 13, and the apostles by Christ, both these appointments, 14, then, were made in an orderly way, according to the will of God, having therefore received their orders, and being fully assured by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and established, 15, in the word of God, with full assurance of the Holy Ghost, they went forth proclaiming that the kingdom of God was at hand. And thus preaching through countries and cities, they appointed the first fruits of their labors, having first proved them by the Spirit, 16, to be bishops and deacons of those who should afterwards believe. Nor was this any new thing, since indeed many ages before it was written concerning bishops and deacons, for thus saith the Scripture in a certain place, I will appoint their bishops 1, in righteousness, and their deacons 2, in faith. 3. CHAP. XLII. Moses OFOLD still THE contention which arose concerning THE priestly dignity. And what wonder is it if those in Christ, who were entrusted with such a duty by God, appointed those ministers, before mentioned, when the blessed Moses also, a faithful servant, in all his house, 4, noted down in the sacred books all the injunctions which were given him, and when the other prophets also followed him, bearing witness with one consent to the ordinances which he had appointed. 4. When rivalry arose concerning the priesthood, and the tribes were contending among themselves as to which of them should be adorned with that glorious title, he commanded the 12 princes of the tribes to bring him their rods, each one being inscribed with the name 5 of the tribe, and he took them, and bound them together, and sealed them with the rings of the princes of the tribes, and laid them up in the tabernacle of witness on the table of God, and having shut the doors of the tabernacle, he sealed the keys, as he had done in the rods, and said to them, Men, and brethren, the tribe whose rod shall blossom has God chosen to fulfill the office of the priesthood, and to minister unto him. And when the morning was come, he assembled all Israel, 600,000 men, and showed the seals to the princes of the tribes, and opened the tabernacle of witness, and brought forth the rods. And the rod of Aaron was found not only to have blossomed, but to bear fruit upon it. 6. What think ye, beloved? Did not Moses know beforehand that this would happen? Undoubtedly he knew, but he acted thus, that there might be no sedition in Israel, and that the name of the true and only God might be glorified, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. CHAP. XLIV. The ordinances OFTHE apostles, THAT there might be ENO. Contention respecting THE priestly office. Our apostles also knew, through our Lord Jesus Christ, that there would be strife on account of the office 7 of the episcopate. For this reason, therefore, inasmuch as they had obtained a perfect foreknowledge of this, they appointed those ministers, already mentioned, and afterwards gave instructions, 8, that, when these should fall asleep, other approved men should succeed them in their ministry. We are of opinion, therefore, that those appointed by them, 9, or afterwards by other eminent men, with the consent of the whole church, and who have blamelessly served the flock of Christ, in a humble, peaceable, and disinterested spirit, and have for a long time possessed the good opinion of all, cannot be justly dismissed from the ministry. For our sin will not be small, if we eject from the episcopate 10, those who have blamelessly, and holily fulfilled its duties. 11. Blessed are those presbyters, who, having finished their course, before now, have obtained a fruitful and perfect departure from this world, for they have no fear, lest any one deprive them of the place now appointed them. But we see, that ye have removed some men of excellent behavior from the ministry, which they fulfilled blamelessly, and with honor. CHAP. XLV. ITISDHEPARTOFTHE wicked TOVEXDHE righteous. Ye are fond of contention, brethren, and full of zeal about things which do not pertain to salvation. Look carefully into the Scriptures, which are the true utterances of the Holy Spirit. Observe 12, that nothing of an unjust or counterfeit character is written in them. There 13, you will not find, that the righteous were cast off by men, who themselves were holy. The righteous were indeed persecuted, but only by the wicked. They were cast into prison, but only by the unholy they were stoned. But only by transgressors they were slain, but only by the accursed, and such, as had conceived an unrighteous envy against them, exposed to such sufferings, they endured them gloriously. For what shall we say, brethren, was Daniel 14, cast into the den of lions by such as feared God? Were Ananias, and Azarias, and Michael shut up in a furnace 1, of fire by those who observed 2, the great and glorious worship of the Most High? Far from us be such a thought. Who, then, were they that did such things? The hateful, and those full of all wickedness, were roused to such a pitch of fury, that they inflicted torture on those who served God, with a holy and blameless purpose of heart, not knowing that the Most High is the defender and protector of all such as with a pure conscience venerate 3, has all excellent name, to whom be glory, forever and ever. Amen. But they who with confidence endured these things, are now heirs of glory and honor, and have been exalted and made illustrious 4, by God, in their memorial forever and ever. Amen. CHAPXLVI. Let us cleave TOTHE righteous YOUR strife is pernicious.